The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own by, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the by guys. The by guys. The by guys. The by guys. The by guys.
With Zach and Ian, it'll get your dick sucks.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Zach Say It.
Bye, guys, with Zach and Ian.
There it is. We appreciate you tuning in. Thank you, everybody. GasDigitalNetwork.com/Zach.
Guys.
For promo code what?
Guys.
For how much?
$1 off a month.
That's right. Thank you for digging the show, coming out to shows, saying hi, supporting us. And I'm feeling good. Zach, how you doing?
I'm feeling great, man. It's going to be a great week.
Yeah.
Packing in some pods today and then a little holiday weekend ski.
Packing in some pods, eating turkey, and getting stuffed like one, too this weekend. Right, guys? No? Okay. our guests today are fantastic. Known forever, Scott Chaplin and Khalees Hawkins.
What's up, brother?
Amazing, wonderful comics, wonderful pals, wonderful shirt.
Thanks, man.
Scott,
thanks.
Incredible.
Yeah, couldn't iron it.
Uh huh.
But
that's a shirt you would iron?
I would assume you'd iron all shirts.
I don't know
how shirts work, really.
You iron that shirt?
God, no.
Yeah, I don't think you iron all shirts. And you're the one doing the
all
ironing?
All my shirts are wrinkly.
Here's this one. I will wear the pants.
I did not iron this shirt, but I did lick my thumb and get a mustard stain off of it before I wore it.
So what do you do? You guys like fold your clothes? My clothes are wrinkled, no matter what they are.
Fold my clothes. I have wrinkle spray. And on the road, I bring a trap.
You use it on your face.
you're one of those people who fold your clothes at the laundromat?
Fold them at the
It's because you're a pervert. You fold them because you're trying to like look at women all day.
What are you
I'm just saying it.
No.
Yes, it
That's what I have a phone for.
You fold your laundry.
I fold the laundry at the laundromat so my stuff doesn't get wrinkled.
Old ladies and perverts.
I'm an old lady. Have you met me? I'm an old lady on the inside.
Yeah, that's very your mom.
And also on the road, I bring a travel steamer to steam out the wrinkles in my shirts.
You are making fun of him for not ironing.
I know.
You steam your clothes.
Fucking crazy.
Not t-shirts. My button-up collared short sleeve shirt.
You were like, you'd iron that? And then you're like, I do four things to all of my items.
When you get home and you have all these folded clothes, you have spots for each folded clothing?
Uh-huh.
I don't. So I just shove it into the bag and then throw it in my room over stuff.
Whoa.
No. Yeah, I leave it in a laundry bag.
I can't do it. I mean, look, I'm going to be honest. You go to my apartment right now. It's a bit of a mess. I did laundry before I left last week, and I just kind of left stuff in piles on my bed. And I came home, and the cat just, woo, he had a little tornado on the pillow. But I usually put it all away. I have compartments, and I fold my shirts a certain way. I don't fold them flat. I put them vertical.
Compartments,
so I can go
drawers,
like a file.
You have drawers?
Yes, I'm very particular.
Do you have Google Docs of your jokes, too, where you can, like,
No, that's
look
it a mess. Up? That's
oh, okay.
everything.
I just want to see how far
in.
This organization goes.
No. I'm OCD about, like, the weirdest things. And when I go to a hotel, I move in. I take everything out. I put it in the drawers.
I do that, too.
Hang everything up. I put my toiletries specific. You two are a
we're
mess.
We're fucking trash.
You guys
and I try to tell her. I go, like, I think we're rubbish.
No, I said that yesterday.
And everybody has it
yesterday,
together.
I was feeling so good. I was like, you know what? We're fucking trash, and I think I like it. We were just in, we have been home for like, what, how long since Skankfest? And realized we haven't cleaned since then because we're still on our way home.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Most of the time we don't mind. We're too stupid. We're like, oh, it must be like Santa's shop.
Don't
like,
even
notice. This is how messy the elves must have it during Christmas time. And then it's like, no, wait, we're adults. Santa's not real.
Just everything in your life is like, well, yeah, in Santa's world, you know, yeah. Mrs. Claus
if
doesn't
I'm a
get
good
out
boy,
of bed for 8 days
all work
in a row.
Out at the end of the year. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You guys yeah. have a pet?
Pets? Fuck. Brother. She has
several.
Pets, and then I said,
not exactly.
How okay. many pets do you have?
We're this is consensual.
Okay.
I have 4 cats, 2 parakeets, 1's dead.
It just
do you
died.
Still it's, have it?
Well, the ghost.
No, I wrapped it up.
Oh, I was gonna say
and I
what,
took it just... to a garbage around the corner. It wasn't garbage
its
night, so I had to jog down
us.
The street, and you know,
what was his name?
So here's
exactly.
the thing.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. We named the one bird, right?
Uh-huh.
We love this bird. We found it in the street at 11
he
at night,
found
right?
It.
Wait,
I found
on,
it in,
on,
the, in the
on,
street, a parakeet.
You're picking up pigeons off the street?
No, but one time she picked up like a goddamn hawk from hell. Remember that? Her and the kid, there was like a diseased bird.
What?
No, right? It was a baby bird.
It was.
I bring home baby birds.
It had like a long,
like
narrow beak
he,
like this.
He,
like
I brought it home.
Pierce
and he
a man.
Just, like,
would you fucking
it.
Steal Toucan Sam? What the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
I can't leave things on the street.
We know.
I can't do it.
Wait,
I've
hold
got
on.
A lot of time in my day.
You are picking up. Just random birds on this. Birds have avian
this
flu.
This was a parakeet, though.
Pull up a parakeet. What do these things look like?
Dumb.
I don't even know what these look like.
I don't mean to be rude.
It's like a gay pigeon.
The birds fucking suck.
Yeah, birds
don't belong in the house.
Isn't she great? She's great.
This bird is a sweetheart.
She's lovely.
The
so
one that
anyway,
died?
She's so sweet. No. She's so sweet, right?
Aww.
Oh, that looks
oh,
like
that's
the one that
nice.
Died. It was blue. So
that's
we
nice.
Love our parakeet.
I want to hear a gunshot and then just see feathers float. I hate birds.
So we love our parakeet so much. Such a sweetheart. She's like crippled and shit, right? And that we bought her a bird, and we didn't name it because it's not our fucking bird. It's her bird. So that bird died, and we went, oh. And she calls
yeah,
the vet.
She
calls
didn't
the
take
vet.
Care of
it,
bird.
When we know it's dying, she calls the vet, and she. Oh, no, I had to
I
talk to them.
I was sobbing.
Anyway, you look up online,
my bird's
you go, how
bird
did,
is sick.
They won't
I
kill
was
your bird.
Sobbing.
For you.
I was like, do you guys have somebody who can see the bird? And she's like, what is your bird's name? And I'm like, you know,
we never got around to naming it.
She had to act like she was too emotionally distraught to remember the bird's name at the moment.
Oh my God.
And
I would love to hear the 911 call
bird.
When you
it's
kill
the bird's
Scott.
Bird.
And
we
say
feed
you found
both of
dead.
Them. We take care of both of them.
Can I ask you a question? Would you have been opposed just because you could? Telling them the bird's name was the N-word and then they have to put that on the file.
Oh my God.
Why? That is so random.
So random.
But then they have, because then that's on the thing forever.
Yeah. And then they have to go, excuse me, what?
Yeah.
Well, you know what they'd have to say though, because this is what happened. They go, excuse me, we don't accept niggas.
Yeah, right. And then you have a lawsuit on your hands.
Not a single vet.
Yeah.
Would take the parakeet.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. What is a vet? A bank?
and then you look up online, you go, humane way to like kill your sick bird, and they say decapitate it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
With what?
Your hand, you know.
Oh.
Sorry if that
did you do that?
Everybody's ears.
No.
No. So we just, I put a thing over
it.
We separated them. We separated the birds. I let it die. I got Taco Bell that night. On the way home, uh-huh. And I knew I was going home to a dead bird, and I was the one who has got to take care of the body. It's the only time you get to feel like a man when you flush a goldfish down a toilet, at least in this relationship. Uh-huh. And so I pretty much like wrapped the bird in the Taco Bell, like in the Taco Bell stuff.
You made it a chalupa.
Yeah,
a chalupa.
And then I brought it 2-3 blocks away, and I put it in a garbage can.
I think you should have put it in a tortilla, wrapped it back up,
and gave it to a homeless guy,
and left it in somebody's mailbox.
Went back to the drive-thru
or like Uber Eats, like left it on somebody's step and be like, I didn't order this.
Yeah.
Dead bird burrito.
With a name tag that says, hello, my name is... Wait, hold on. So you're just picking animals up off the street.
No, one.
One.
Two. Okay.
Two.
No, no, the other one we bought for the bird. We went to Petco, where the pets go. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The Petco, where the pets go.
Yeah.
So you guys have to keep your laundry in bags and stuff, or else the cats will get on it, and you'll have cat hair all over your shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, we lint brush.
I wish that was the reason.
No, I need to lint brush all the time because both my cats are orange.
You do? You have two cats?
I have two orange cats.
Orange cats are like the smartest.
They're the craziest.
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
They're so mischievous, orange. Right?
Yeah. What do you have?
Like four different tabbies.
They're lovely. They're
lovely. What are their names?
We do have names for them. It's Ellie, Bobby, Shiva, and Murphy.
And N
Yeah. Only when they're
Shiva?
Bad.
Shiva? That's a nice cat name.
Shiva. Oh, yeah. He's the sweetest. And he's the fattest. He has like an issue
in
his ass. You know? That's so cute. You know?
I'm late to places because I'm just holding my cat's face going, I love you and you love me and that's what makes a family. Right?
Right.
You don't do that?
I don't
we
know.
Have trust. Sorry, say no.
I like
we
one.
We have trust. Aw, your place is
Murphy.
Clean. Your place is nice. This is a lot nicer than I thought.
Yeah,
it would
yeah, yeah. Sure, sure.
I thought
sure.
you were just living
okay,
in
so that's
squalor.
A few of them. So that's a few. That's Yoshi. She takes photos like people used to in the early 1900s. You know, she's petrified. She thinks it's like stealing a part of her soul all the time. Yeah,
which one's looking at the camera? Is that Shiva?
That's Shiva, yeah.
And then which one's laying down?
Could be Bobby.
Oh.
Probably Bobby.
And then you have a dog, too?
That's the dog. There's a white one.
Yeah,
that's
Yoshi.
A dog. It wasn't a ghost, yeah.
Dude, okay. Well, it looks kind of like a goat. I am debating if I should get another cat.
Do it. You only have one?
Yeah, well, I had two, but my ex took the other one. But
you should take her to court for that. And do the thing like an Air Bud. Come here, come here.
I haven't seen Air Bud. What happens in Air Bud?
You know,
the thing they do in movies where
you got to pick.
You're on two different sides of the animal, and they let it go, and whoever goes to
gets
to keep it.
Oh.
Movies and Judge Judy.
yeah. But I don't know if when did you get all your cats? Did you get them all together?
No.
Separate time. How are they together?
Great.
Remember, we got a cat from a comic. And then
Amy Shanker stole a cat from her neighbor.
Yeah, Amy Shanker's like, there's this cat that I found. It's like a stray cat. And then so she gave it to Khalees. This thing was frightening, dude. 5 foot tall, probably.
What?
Everybody
the size
was
of
afraid
Ian.
Of it,
a cat.
It was like a fucking gargoyle.
All my
dude.
Cats were afraid of it. He was terrified of it.
I was scared of it. Yeah.
But it was just the way it spoke. It was just a strong personality. But
It'd
it was like so big, it would jump from the floor to the top of a tall refrigerator, and it was just a monster.
The cat.
Yeah.
Oh, he sucked.
Do you have a picture
no,
of him?
No, he was amazing. No, his name. I named him Opal.
He's like a vampire. You can't see it. We tried.
And no, you got rid of him.
No. So then Amy's like, hey, turns out there's like a bunch of missing cat posters. It's my neighbor's cat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So she stole a cat.
A cat from a lady. Dude, probably she was high one night
she
and stole a cat.
Wild.
I answered the poster. And so the cat was like in a picture with a bulldog that was old. And they're like, please return it. This is his companion. So I took it back to this lady and she gave me the hugest nugget of weed as a thank you. I felt so good about that.
Wow. I'd have taken money, but... They've been like, no, bitch.
But I have money. Good
I'm sober, actually.
Find.
Money. I know. Five, how much is this devil's lettuce worth? Give me that in currency.
You might have
like
to should talk like that.
Introduce another cat in slowly, depending.
Yeah.
Because, like, my cats didn't get along for, like, 6 months, 8 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a cat that hid rooms. For, like, a year from the other cats, kind of, right? Ellie hid
And then
a
you
while.
Feed them, like, you get their food closer and closer.
Mm-hmm.
So, like... I would put the food bowls on either side of the door so that they get used to each other's smell and stuff.
Well, the other
and
one,
they also associate the other cat with getting fed and treats and stuff.
Well, the other one would steal the older one's food, and he was like such a hungry little hippo. He would just like... He used to do a really cute thing where the feeder, he would run full speed, dive his head into it, knock the feeder over so food would come out so he could like eat.
That's
but then
shit.
He stopped being like a hungry guy, and then he was taken. Anyway, so Khalees, I don't know. I went to one place, so I have been looking for another cat, and so I follow all these like cat foster places, and one of them was like, meet Jerry. He's a little comedian. And I was like, It's a sign. I'm a comedian.
What's the deal with mice?
Jerry Seinfeld, the comedian. It's in the stars. And they were like, he's a lover to all and makes everyone laugh. He's got such a personality and he's a lap cat. Blah, blah. So I messaged them, like, you got to come over. You'll love him. He's such a sweetheart. I'm like, oh my God. So I go over and I walk in and this thing could not have hated me more. I
mean, he's like, just like Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah. He's exactly like Jerry Seinfeld.
Cat bumped Ian.
You seem to cuss too much.
What the fuck was that?
Dude, he went.
There's no structure to your act. Stop asking people questions. Write some material. You're too frantic up there. Hit it up. I'm like, what the hell was that? What just happened? No.
And Cat hated me. I didn't take him home, but they did give me a book called Dancing with Cats. And it's just pictures of people. Here, type up Dancing with Cats. It's the gayest thing you've ever seen. It's like, literally, it looks like someone. It's just every page is me. It looks like every photo, they took a cat, threw it in the air, and then just took its picture. Oh, no. It's like cats like this and like a man in a dress, like pirouetting. It's great. It's my coffee table book. There it is. See?
Ah.
That's cats falling and pictures of people dancing.
Dancing with cat. Look at that one. Look at that one. I mean, the guy's throwing the cat.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the problem.
It's incredible.
Wait, go back one.
Oh, yeah, these are cats getting tossed.
This is a Google search between. Or a book?
It's a book.
It's a book?
It's a Google search for a book. Look at that. Oh, that's nice. They're touching. That's me. That's me and my guy. Look at that man.
Yeah, the cat's feet are nailed to the floor.
Isn't this fun? This is my coffee table book. Have you guys ever?
Why don't we go on? What's the place by here that has the adoption clinic that we looked at on Wrap the other day? We're looking for dogs for Lewis.
Really?
There's somewhere over here.
I'll find it.
Yeah, there's somewhere over here. We can look at some cats. We'll find you a cat.
I'll call him right now.
You'll meet him.
Oh my God! Do we have a camera that I could go live in the street and interview cats?
I wouldn't do that.
For the podcast.
Yeah, no, I was looking at cats the other day.
Are there cuties?
Yeah. We find you something.
I want one.
And then we'll just plug the place and we'll tell people to go visit her if they're in the city.
If I think about it long enough, I could cry thinking about my cat.
Hell yeah, man.
You're an emotional boy today.
I love him.
Yeah. Why'd you sleep on the couch last night? Because your clothes are on the bed and you didn't want to put them away?
Because you lied to us, you don't fold your clothes?
You nailed it, Zach. You nailed it.
Do I know Zach, Ian or do I know
you
Ian?
You nailed it. You fucking nailed it.
That and a little crippling depression?
No. I like sleeping on the couch. I remember falling asleep on the couch as a kid, and it was like so fun. And I like doing that sometimes.
I love it.
But my couch fucks my back up, man. I wake up, and I'm in so much pain. It's always the same spot, but it feels so good. Just like a little.
You know why you like it? It's because the back of the couch feels like you're next to someone.
I do lay my leg over it like I'm got my leg on a babe. You know what I mean? Do you like how if guy sleeps like that on you?
No, not anymore.
You don't like that?
It makes me achy. Mm. Yeah, I got like.
Are you guys still cuddlers?
Oh my God.
Yeah?
We're such cuddlers.
Aww.
Cuddle.
Really?
Yeah, but every time
you don't get to a point where you go, I'm rolling over.
Oh, you mean like right in bed only for bedtime?
Yeah.
Now we cuddle.
Oh, yeah, we cuddle.
Then
yeah.
I have to reposition myself so I don't wake up in pain.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we cuddled so much at the beginning of our relationship, the left side of my is I'm numb on the left side. I'm not
she
kidding.
Had a stroke, but we don't go to the doctor. She's like, we love each other so much. Like, we love each other so much.
I'm so in love with you.
I've been smiling for so long.
I love you so much. I smell toast.
I do this thing where, you know, I like cuddle, and I go, I'm going to sleep, but then I roll over and I still want to like hold the hand.
Yeah. we do all those things.
Yeah,
are you trying to touch me? I make
yes. Are you trying to touch me?
You do, I make what? I make him touch me while we're in bed because it helps me fall asleep.
I like putting my hand on their butt. Boop.
I like putting my hand in my wife's waistband so that even if I turn over, it stays in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I'm dreaming of a smooth penis. Hey, guys, it's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or a friend in your pants, you can make this season be jolly with our friends at Manscaped. You guys know Manscaped. They have the Lawnmower 4.0. Oh, this thing is incredible. It makes it almost nearly impossible to nick yourself. It's got an LED light on it, and it even works in the shower. They also have a bunch of other cool stuff, like an ultra premium body wash, a performance package plus kit that includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer, and some cool stuff like the Crop Preserver ball spray, and a bunch of other fun stuff that's just great for your package. Guys, if you got a boyfriend, if you got a girlfriend who's got a penis and balls, if you've got a dad, an uncle, a grandpa, anybody you want to have a nice, clean package this year, you got to go to manscaped.com and get them the gift that keeps on giving you a beautiful set of balls. So head on over to manscaped.com and use our promo code Bye Guys, that's all one word, BIGUYS, for free shipping and 20% off. You can't beat that deal. So jingle balls, jingle balls, jingle your beautiful balls right into my mouth this year at Manscaped. Let's get back into the show.
Here's my question. This is Bye Guys. That means you like both. So whenever you talk about anything, you only talk about women. Why is that?
Shame.
What do you like doing with the dick?
Self-hatred.
You like to self-hate it?
I would assume.
What do I like doing with the dick?
Have you cuddled with you've cuddled with dick before?
I've tried.
Do you ever just go to sleep with your hand wrapped around
with the
a
hand
dick?
On the hog?
No. I've only slept with a couple guys.
Okay.
What?
No, but for a guy, that's like, that's bi as fuck, you know?
No. I've fucked a ton of guys. But I've only
that's
slept.
So homophobic.
Like, had a sleepover with a couple guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I asked Racine the other day.
Usually I fuck them. I want them, dine them, dick them, and dump them.
I don't know police. What I was talking to Mike about the other day, but he figured out in his head that he's never fucked standing up. He's only ever laid down. No, like, coming. He's never stood up coming. He's only ever been laying down on his back.
What?
What a lazy piece of shit, right? Like, what a, like, oh, I'm working class. No, you're not.
How has he never, call him right now and go, how have you never come standing up in your entire, I got, hold, oh, no,
he's,
oh,
he's
I'm
at
gonna,
the park with his kid.
I'm gonna shoot, hold on, let me lay down. No, cause it's like, you know.
I think he just thinks sex is him laying down.
Yeah.
Probably, it's a selfish lover type of thing,
I couldn't
thing,
imagine
right?
him ever being on top.
No, you're right. You it's know. Probably just like a law kind of thing, actually.
It's just him with a gold chain and a fucking wife beater with spaghetti sauce stains on it. Hold the lay down. I'm going to lay down and come.
Yeah.
He's never even jerked off standing up?
He told me he's never jerked off standing up. I said, you don't jerk off in the shower? And he was like, no, that's disgusting. It's like, okay. Okay.
My mother uses that shower.
My mother puts her feet there. Never come standing up. Huh.
It's been a while for me, but that's more of just a logistics.
I used to hate coming on my belly. And now it's...
I hate it.
I'll put a towel down, and then boop, goes on the towel. Boop,
yep, that's nice.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. I'm not looking at
you. He's like, okay, we're talking about cum on a belly. What is she going to do?
Yeah. Do you cum on your belly?
Do I ever?
Have you ever been with a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Where's all of this
what?
Fist pounding?
I like fist bumping.
He loves fisting.
I love fisting. You ever see a fisting video? Yeah, the guy's like boxing the guy's asshole, and it's like,
no, I've had like my fist in a lady.
Really?
Yes.
Vagina or butt?
Vagina.
Whoa. Whoa.
That was bear hunt.
That's got to be easier than the butt.
For sure.
I would assume so.
I would assume so. Yeah.
Well, I think we've talked about it here before, haven't we?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, the first girl I ever met on OKCupid, bear hunt.
Oh, yeah. That's tell them. Name? Bring them up to speed.
The first girl I signed up for OKCupid.
And she won it. She was the bear.
What?
That you hunted? I don't know.
No. I was the bear.
Edit that.
I signed up for OKCupid at 1 p.m. on a Monday, and I got that girl to come over at 2 a.m. Tuesday morning. And she showed up with a sports bottle full of wine on her bike. And we made passionate love.
On her bike. There's something so like whimsical about that, you know.
It's all I show up on.
That's true, yeah.
She let me film it. First really? Night.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Buddy, what?
God bless.
You must have a strong profile.
I don't know. I think she was just down to clown. And she let me film it, but then the camera fell. So I had like a 2-minute sex tape, but then like the rest of it was audio, and the audio got a little dark.
Oh no! What was the audio?
It's like the end of Godzilla when he arrives at the
his building's falling. No, she started the daddy thing.
Oh no!
Which is fine.
Yeah,
but then she kept saying, "I'm sorry, Daddy."
Oh no!
Which I don't know what that was about.
Oh no!
And we had sex twice, and then she asked if I had any other big hairy friends that would come over and fuck her. And I said, "I don't think at this time anyone's up."
And you're like, "I'm not really known for being hairy."
No, I'm not hairy.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah.
I feel like I was only halfway making her happy.
And then, if you want, I can put the rug on my back.
And then, I was like, cool. Is there anything else you want to do? And she's like, I don't know. I guess you could fist me.
Oh.
Which was a very bad review of my dick. It was just like, I don't know, try the whole arm?
Yeah.
Like,
is there anything else I could do? Yeah. Run at me head first.
Yeah. And so it was like you had to make like a shadow puppet duck first and then slowly get all the way in there. And then once you're past the knuckles.
Oh.
Did you know this before you did this?
No, she taught me.
Oh, my God.
Hands-on training.
Yeah, hand-in training.
Like a duck in water.
Yeah. And it went in quicker than I thought it was going to.
Oh.
I mean, it took some work, but...
Wait, could you... When you fucked her, were you like, this is loose?
No, she was a good play.
Wow.
Sturdy.
It went in there, though. Ladies in the booth, you ever take a fist of Rooney?
Yeah, how do you think Shannon gets paid?
I think it would take me 6 months of training to do that.
Oh, Natalie's got a tighty. Shannon, care to jam in?
No, I have not ever.
Would you?
You wanna?
I mean, there has been nothing in my vagina in 100 years, so it would take a lot of work, I think.
Wow.
Look at that. Shannon has like a spell cast against her or something.
Booth is tight
like,
as fuck.
What is happening? There's no... Just make something happen. There's a witch curse, right?
What, for her to not get laid?
Yeah, something. It's
yeah,
like she...
are you like attempting or that's what is the question. Deal?
Did someone like put a belt on you? Like, do you need help?
No, I don't know. It's a whole thing to like date and meet a new person. Like, it's so annoying.
Yeah, but you're
just kind of over it.
Yeah.
So like you haven't, so you'll only have sex with someone you're dating.
Or that I have like that I feel comfortable with and have a connection with.
And you just don't have the time to build that
connection.
To get
there, right.
Gotcha. You
just go on like Creed fans chat room or something. Whatever you listen to.
You didn't Avenged meet any nice guys at Skankfest?
No, shockingly, I did not.
No?
No.
No, Shannon's from Staten Island, man. Fist either go in the air or on the side of your head in a diner parking lot.
Zach.
Shannon, you date guys who look like Bowser, right? That's like your thing?
Who's Bowser? Oh, like the alligator?
Yeah.
Yes. That's
the
good.
Alligator.
I
guess
that.
He's a kind of a...
He's a dinosaur.
I call him an alligator, though, if you don't, you know.
He's a dinosaur or a turtle.
Bowser's not an alligator.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's like a turtle.
You're thinking of... From Donkey Kong...
Maybe here
is an alligator. You're thinking King Croc.
It's like an alligator face with a turtle shell.
Okay, that's fair.
Is that a dinosaur?
I always thought he was a dinosaur.
Huh.
Yoshi's a dinosaur.
Nuh-uh. Is he?
Yoshi's a dinosaur, yeah.
Yoshi's
the name of our dog. Yeah.
Yeah, Yoshi's a dinosaur.
Look at that, Ian.
Can you guys look up what Bowser is? Now I want to know.
The turtle.
He's an an anthropomorphic turtle.
He's I'll a furry.
All right, I'll take it. Let's do plugs.
Yeah.
Khalees, what do you want people to check out? Dates, social media, projects?
Well, I'm at New York Comedy Club a lot of the time, so you can just go ahead and go to that website. I'll probably be on that show.
Fantastic. Scotty?
You can listen to my podcast, Out for Smokes, with Mike Racine and Sean McCarthy. Also, my podcast, Wrestle Roast, with Mike Lawrence, Dan St. Germain, and Robert Karpolis. Also, I don't know what... What is it? White Eagle Hall. We're doing a show in Jersey City for Christmas. It's called, like, Giving Back to You Fucking Losers. What is it? And it's... And White Eagle Hall is a big space, so come out to that. It's, like, that's December great. 13th or... That's 23rd. Not even the right date. 23rd? Come out. Let's do it.
As a charity thing?
Yeah. Who else is going to be there? The Philly dude.
Max Antonucci.
Alex. Woo!
You're doing great, Scott.
Thanks, baby.
It's the 21st.
And all right, so on it? The 21st, the White Eagle Hall in
Come
Jersey
on,
City.
The, buddy.
I open for the Alex Grubard? Alex Grubard.
No, Alex Grubard, yeah, but then there's the...
Max Antonucci.
This is Philly, dude. I don't know.
All right, if you guys want to see me...
tubular.
I've announced this already, but I'm very excited about it, and I really want people to come out. December the 15th, I am the first ever comedian to headline the ECW Arena.
Yeah!
In Philadelphia. It is myself, Lamar Lee, and Ryan Shaner. Really, really pumped on it. Please come out. Ian?
That is awesome, man. Hi, everybody. This weekend, November 25th and 26th, I am headlining the Charlotte Comedy Works in Charlotte, North Carolina. Next weekend, December 2nd and 3rd, Saratoga Springs Comedy Works. And December 8th, I am at the Pittsburgh Improv. Go on out and get tickets to that. And the end of the month, the 28th, 29th, and 30th, I'm going to be opening for the great David Tell at Caroline's on Broadway in New York City. Going to be a fun time. And January, I'm in Denver, St. Petersburg, Florida. And a bunch of other dates coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun. IanFidance.com, iAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. And check out my other podcast, Being Ian with Jordan, Patreon.com/BeingIanPod.
That's it. Wow, yeah, that's how you do it.
Thanks.
That was a plug.
Yeah. Yep.
You guys just put us on the fucking spot. You're like, what the fuck do you do with your life? And I'm like, I don't know. I do comedy. Like,
I schedule a whole speech planned. Yeah, therapy's rescheduled for Saturday because of Thanksgiving.
You're just supposed to plug your dates. The shit you got going on. What do you want from me? I got to get people to come to these seats so I can fucking make money and buy more cats.
I resent the preparation that you had for.
Well, I resent for you not being prepared. So we're even.
Wow.
What do you think of that? You can't be prepared. Okay, even? You're right. You're right. Even I should have been prepared to be.
Have you ever thought about selling jelly beans on the road? Like little cute jars of jelly beans with your face on it?
Yeah. Aww. The ones Ian's that like, beans? It's like, this tastes like boogers. This tastes like vomit.
Oh, no. I've like real, like, we're like being Ian beans.
So I'm writing that down.
I think that would be a good really piece of
Ian is so lucky that his merch could just be like, what's the silliest?
Yeah.
And then it works for him.
Uh-huh.
You should bulk buy the Groucho Marx glasses from like China and sell them as an Ian disguise.
You Dude, really should.
That is the.
Or you should put the little disguise on a jar of jelly beans, and it's Ian beans. Being Ian with Ian beans.
You should change your name to Johnny Appleseed.
What is happening to Ian right now?
I'm getting vivid flashbacks to one of the first. Like guest spot shows I ever did in Delaware at some bar called like McGillicuddy's or some shit. And it was, dude, it was at like 5 p.m. It was still light out. It was in like Middletown, Delaware. And I was told like you're doing 5 minutes. Don't go over five. And that joke you do where you sing, don't do it. Nobody likes it. So I intentionally did it and made eye contact with the guy that told me not to when I did it. And it bombed spectacularly. I was supposed to do five. I got off at three. And the big headliner of the night was some guy named like The Coach. And his whole shtick was that he was a football coach with a head injury. And he wore a jock strap as a helmet. And afterwards, he sold jock straps. by the door to the exit of the bar.
Did he kill?
He was a coach, and I'm gonna go into the game and come up. We gotta go in. And he'd have like a whistle. Demolished. He was autographing jock straps, and I'm just like, oh my god. And the guy's like, see, the coach knows how to do a set.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry. He's doing deep CTE commentary.
Terrible. Yeah. Yeah, so you just made me have a flashback being like, hey guys, you want some signed Groucho Marx faces? Maybe I'll put your bean up your ass.
But you could get away with selling silly shit.
Oh, I totally could. Totally. The beans, I fucking wrote it down.
Yeah, well, you carried like a kazoo around for.
No, it wasn't
2 years.
A kazoo, Scott. I'm not a fucking moron.
What was it?
It was a slide whistle.
It was a slide whistle. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you just look like a guy who might have a slingshot on him, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high. So do I. That's why we can go to YoDelta.com today and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. Guys, they sent me vapes. They sent me gummies. They work. They're great. So if you are over the age of 21 and you do live in one of the majority of states where it is legal, stock up at YoDelta.com. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you high. So head on over. Let me be honest with you. Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So head on over to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8. That'll get you super high. Let's get back into the show.
I'm sorry we had a tiff.
Unpredictable.
Don't be mad.
Oh, that was a fight?
Oh, wow, Scott.
What?
That was funny. You're like, oh, that was a fight? I'll show you a fight.
I want to do hot sauce on the road.
Dude, you should. What would you call it?
I don't know yet. I've been thinking about it because I have my two weed strains coming out.
All up in your ass, hot sauce.
But I know really? TJ does hot sauce. Steve-O does hot sauce.
You have weed strains coming out.
I have two weed strains coming out
like
next summer.
Like a green
summer.
Hot sauce.
What?
A green hot sauce. You're a green guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So green stuff, yeah.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
What are the weed strains called?
Amico 666 and Midnight Spook Show.
No.
Yeah, Miko 66 is the sativa and Midnight Spook Show is the indica.
Who are you doing this with?
My friend, he runs a thing called the Emporium, and he's a weed distributor, and we went through like 10 different strains, and I picked two for one, two for the other, and he crossbred them, and then we added, he grew a plant from seeds that were in Hunter S. Thompson's garage, like his personal, like, strain that he smoked, and we mutated it into mine. So there's some of Hunter S. Thompson's weed in it too.
Shut nice. Up,
brother.
And we're gonna do packaging and everything.
Oh, I
that
need this
is
weed.
So
can we smoke this weed
cool.
and do a midnight spook show?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, that's
wait,
gonna be.
How did you figure out what weed you wanted? You smoked like 10, and you're like, I like this hot.
Yeah, and he like gave me like descriptions on each and the flavor profile, and like I researched it.
No
we worked
way.
On it together. Yeah, yeah. He's a really great guy.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
And he sends me videos of my flowers.
Really?
Yeah, I get a video like every week of like how they look.
That's awesome. When's it come out?
He's saying he thinks he should have it ready for the summer. Like, he's got a little now that was like the test run.
Uh-huh.
And he's drying that out. And then, but he thinks by the summer or fall, I should have like full product ready to go out.
And so what is that? Like, he sells it from his distributor thing?
Yeah, and then
we're
going to
New York, or where is it?
No, he's out in Colorado, but we're going to try and see if some stores here want it, and then I'm probably going to see if I can sell it on my own.
Dude, that's awesome.
Like, just, and, you know, I'll, like, have a label with a spot for my autograph on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
And then, like that way, it's, like, merch.
Label.
Oh, dude, that is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, maybe I should make, like, I'll give away like bottles of Ian water. Like
yeah. The cheapest fucking thing.
Well, no, because I don't do drugs or anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, here's water.
What yeah. about cigarette cases?
Oh. Oh.
Little bags of gushers.
Oh. Nobody's cool.
Do you think selling so. Merch like that on the road is hacky bullshit?
No, you have to pay rent. No.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which.
Also,
hey,
I think weed isn't hacky.
Philly,
selling weed, that's cool, right?
Philly punchline.
Weed is great.
Yeah, yeah.
That weed sucks. Philly Punchline, thank you all so much for coming out. I really appreciate it. I brought so much merch. I left with 10 shirts. was amazing. People were gobbling them up. Turkey, 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 turkey.
How many did you take?
Thank you for coming to the shows.
12. Ian has great merch, too.
Three shirts, three designs, five sizes of each. Small, medium, large, XL, 2XL.
An Ian fan. What? You know, it's a big fat person.
Boom. I only have smalls left. Yeah, if you're exactly. Small out there.
Can we circle back? I have a tangential question about your weed. It's not about the weed, though.
When did you start working in an office?
I just need to know this.
Can we circle back? Very... tangentially speaking, ultimately.
I've been holding on to this.
If we could synergize this for a moment.
Has 666 in it. Yeah. And I'm just curious. What do you believe spiritually? Like, do you play around with that? Is that
I'm
like
so
a
glad you brought this up
character
because I know
thing?
You were off the deep end with this stuff. So I cannot wait to jump in.
So
you
I
don't know me.
So Scott likes wrestling. I don't know how much you know about it. Remember the Austin 316 shirt? That was like a big shirt in the 90s.
Okay.
It would say Austin and then 3.16, like a Bible verse.
Yeah. Okay.
My merch is a Miko and then 6.666 as a parody of his stuff.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, no, I like the imagery.
So it's a joke?
I mean, it's a parody.
Okay. So and what then, do you believe spiritually?
But do you believe in it?
No, I do not worship the devil.
Oh, okay.
I probably would if most Satanists I meet.
She's trying to cast a spell, and she needs she needs some dark magic. Yeah. She was hoping
what do you
could
believe?
Learn some.
I need the blood of a believer.
What do you believe?
No, most Satanists I meet fucking suck. So that's probably driven me away from ever looking into it. They're always like, it's always like dudes who want an excuse to cheat on their wife.
What?
Wow.
So they're like, oh, we're polyamorous Satanists.
Oh, yeah.
Just like
but really, it's just
blood.
Some bullshit so you could fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your deal?
Well, I mean, I was raised very religiously, so I believe that I think we all believe the same shit, but we all, you know, separate it into different categories. That's what I believe.
Like, because
seems
different...
like you believe more. That you're not leading on.
Like, LaVey Satanism really is just a rejection of Christianity more than it is actually, like, worshiping, quote-unquote, the devil. And then there are people that, like, do, like, Satan-y stuff.
Yeah.
But I just think it's... I mean, I like the imagery and shit. Like, it looks cool. And I like when people get upset on trains at me for having 666 on. But no, it's fucking just silly. I have a 666 tattoo. I have the... Damien's birthmark from the omen on my leg.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't have a problem with that. No, I mean, yeah, like I said, I was raised very Christian, but putting like 666, sign of the devil and all that, there's no way that can be real, right?
She's just trying to get like confirmation that because... nothing bad's happened to you since you've gotten the tattoo.
No, not
and you're
so
not
far.
Like haunted now, right?
I mean, I got extremely
you're not
fat,
possessed.
But that's it.
Do you believe in like voodoo and curses and stuff?
I believe there's more going on than we can actually speak about because since it's not physical or measurable, it's hard to have a dialogue about it and people can write it off because it falls into an unconscious realm. So it's hard. Like right now we can talk specifically about your red hat because we can all agree that that's there. But the things that we
feel...
What
red hat are you talking about?
I'm not even wearing it.
That's weird.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Go ahead.
The things that we feel and the things that like motivate us and guide us and get in our way through life, I don't believe that there's a measurable way to speak about it. So some people speak in terms of God or the devil. Some people speak in terms of witches or vampires or ghosts or whatever. And some people speak in terms of nature and science. But we're all talking about the same thing. Some people speak in terms of love. And hate, and it's all the same shit. So I just wish that I could get on the same page with somebody, you know. I don't have the same language about it. I think, it's, you know, it comes in it signs. Mm. So all we can do is put together the story in our head, you know, and then people call you like delusional or whatever. But it is just your brain trying to put together a pattern and tell you something that's talking to you from the universe. And sometimes that it means you think you're cat. Has, you know,
I'm listening.
Powers.
You know what? You know, here's the thing.
I know we're getting into this. Let's go.
I get bored very easily. I don't
think
my
cat has powers.
No, I don't think my cat has powers, but I got fixated during COVID thinking like the cat was watching me.
Uh huh.
Because I read an article that they can put like microchips in rats' brains and they can control them. And so I get really bored easily. So it's fun for me to just go, then what else have they done? Is this why they make you adopt? Like, if you adopt a cat,
I feel like you're one
chipped.
Puff of a Miko 666 from joining QAnon.
Yeah.
Did you?
I'm the age of the. I have a whole theory. I just said it on Karen's podcast. My theory about the QAnon people is because we're raised on movie logic. So when we try to figure out something for ourselves, we're looking for all the twists and the turns, and we're just putting together a script. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah. No, I forget what I was going to say because I just started thinking about what if my cat was watching me, because the other day, I swear to God, we were so close to talking. I really felt like we were synced up. And
yeah, I mean, that happens when it's just like, because it's a living thing.
Don't you feel like your cat or like a pet is sometimes like a toy come to life?
No, it's a living thing. It's better than a toy come to life. It's a cat come to life.
What? Yeah. We have sometimes felt like, especially if you go to the zoo, some of these animals are just cursed people.
What? Yeah, what do you mean?
They just look like people.
Yeah, they just look like they just look like people, you know? They just look like people. It's like a...
And they have a lot
it's
of
not a real thing. We don't think they're cursed.
Yeah, oh, wow, yeah. Wow.
Does your cat make noise and try to talk to you? Doesn't it look like he's really trying to say words and maybe they're just so small that you can't quite get it in the purr?
And they're jumbled and he just doesn't have the evolved mind to be like, I love you. So instead he goes...
Yeah.
He's hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, cats don't meow to each other.
Yeah, they do.
They do. They do something.
No.
Really?
No,
meowing
they don't.
Is
That's
for
the thing.
Us.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better.
Cats figured out that we respond to meows. Cats have another way of talking to each other.
How?
Meowing is specific. You guys can look that up in the booth, but I'm pretty sure that cats meow for our attention. Hmm. And that's not actually. I think they like. You know when your cat like chirps at birds and shit? That's cat talk. The meowing, I think, is for us because it sounds like a baby.
That's very
the,
sweet.
That's
You're
how
right.
the aliens
like a
talking
baby crying.
Signs.
Right?
Am I crazy?
Can I show you a video? Hey, Shannon, can you do me a favor? Go on my Instagram to my highlights.
Mm-hmm. Ian, read that out loud.
House cats meowed much more often and only at humans, suggesting that they develop meowing as a language specifically for their owners. In other words, your cat meows at you because early on she learned that doing so got your attention. It is true.
And I believe it's because it sounds like a baby.
Shannon,
and that's why we respond to it.
Can you go to my highlights and then hit the B and E in one? This is me truly communicating with my cats. Shannon, take it away.
You give her a second. She's not magic.
Sorry. Please, Shannon.
Yeah, you posted 100 clips since then.
I was really excited. I thought it was going to be like that when you're like, sunny skies, 92 degrees outside. And if you know what, you got to admit. And then the song hits. It goes, it's a beautiful morning. You know when DJs do that?
Oh, yeah.
So I was hoping when I went, it's me and my cats talking together. Shannon, take it away.
Hold on. Is this it?
Yeah. Okay, turn the volume up.
Woo! 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 We're talking. We're communicating.
It's great.
It's lovely. It's very cute.
I started shaming my cats.
Why?
So they won't stop like wrestling and fighting. And sometimes it's a little too much. Like they bite each other and stuff. But even when they're just chilling, they're doing the like this thing at each other all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So now when they do it, me and my wife do it to each other. And we go, look how stupid you look. And they always stop.
Well, they can pick up on energy and like smiles or frowns. Or like they very much pick up on your energy. Like if you're like very expressive and happy, they'll be more willing to like be lovey and everything. But if you're like kind of mean and stuff, they'll shy away. Cats are so much better than people.
Well, people should do that too, right? If they're working properly.
People also pick up on stuff.
Yeah.
I love how every time Ian has like a thing to say about cats, he's like, they breathe out of their nose and mouth. Like, it's all very like you're realizing they're alive. Like, you didn't know cats were animals. Shut the fuck up.
Ian, you want to do a story?
Yeah, I do.
Drop it on me, baby.
Drop it.
Let's see. I don't know. Which story?
I'm thinking the third one down.
Women caught at airport carrying boyfriend's ashes inside a sex toy.
I believe it was a butt plug. Am I correct?
Yes. Oh, really? So it was plugged in?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what she's doing too much.
Wait.
That's a Russian doll.
Yeah, so that's her boyfriend's ashes. She has them in a butt plug.
And it was up her ass. Butt.
And she went through airport security.
Why did she think that she has to hide the ashes? So she said that she chose to do it this way because she said that was his, quote, favorite place. Aww, that the is airport? So sweet.
I didn't know I died and my girlfriend was remembering me.
Fucking...
Are you stupid?
No, why are you wearing it at the airport?
Yeah, he's dumb.
Wear it when you're not at the airport.
Favorite place, the airport. Under the remembering my man.
But it's up her ass all the time? Like,
what a dumb New Jersey.
That is not a dumb.
That's her favorite place? LaGuardia? You fucking Neanderthal. I love you so much.
Oh, damn.
I do love you as a buddy. You're a great dude, but that is so endearing and wonderful. that was the part of the story that shook him.
The best part is if there is a person whose favorite place is the airport, still not as dumb as him thinking that was what that was.
I don't get it.
Does she just walk around all day every day?
That's what
day?
I'm saying. Why you would take it out at the airport?
I would,
unless
sure.
his favorite place
maybe
is the airport. Then you go,
him,
I'm going to his favorite
maybe she
place.
She forgot.
Maybe she was taking him to a destination.
How do you? Here's a question about things in your ass. Like, how do you forget that something's in your ass? Can they be that comfortable?
Oh, buddy.
Can they be that comfortable?
Sometimes it can slip your mind.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you have like a bowel movement or sit?
Well, you make them leave.
I suspect that what happened is that she was like, oh, this metal thing, I'm going to have trouble getting it through my carry-on. You know where they won't find it? Up my ass.
Yeah.
Which is even worse.
Why would they have a hard time? You're allowed to bring metal in your carry-on, aren't you?
Maybe she didn't want to explain it. Because it's got to go through the machine.
Yeah, but no, she's got to go through the machine.
It was a butt plug, so yes, she was sticking it up her ass no matter what.
Yes, but here's the thing. It's going to make the thing go ding, so if you have it up your ass, they're going to see it. So why wouldn't you just leave it in your bag and have them scan it?
My assumption would be that she walks around with it all the time and forgot.
Yeah. Wow, can we see what she looks like?
What's
She does look like a girl that would keep a dead guy up her ass.
Is he
that
the dead guy?
I think so.
Yes. She also said
like that I can take him with me to places we only ever dreamed of going.
She also said that he got her the butt plug as a gag gift before he died.
I wonder how he died. Up, don't tell me. Pills.
I don't know.
It was just a regular butt plug? And how did she get ashes in it? Did it, like, crack open like an Easter egg?
He definitely killed himself.
That's what I don't understand. Yeah, I'll show it to you one more time. Maybe you, like, unscrew it and there's space in that top piece.
Yeah, that's what I would assume. Yeah.
Okay. I believe also you can now get people crushed into diamonds.
Nuh-uh.
And I think that's the move now.
Really?
Yeah, if you guys could look that up. I remember a news story about it once. You can get somebody's body pressurized into a diamond, and I want that because then I could put it in my dick.
Problem with that is then someone might steal you. You know, like you wear a diamond, you put it on a chain, and someone
like steals your dad,
steals you on the train.
I want to be embalmed.
You want to just be buried?
No. Oh, not embalmed. Taxidermy.
Oh, taxidermy?
Yeah. Like.
Where would you want to be kept?
High five. My mom's living room. No, like, I'd like just in the booth at the cellar, like.
Like a McDonald's sitting on a bench?
Yeah. With an iced coffee in front of me. That'd be great.
And a cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what you should be next to an ashtray so people can have a cigarette with you. That's you should amazing. Be outside so people can have a cigarette with you.
And then they can empty it in your mouth.
That's please don't. Oh, I love that. Me.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's great. Speaking of cigarettes out the mouth, dude, Halsey Designs, that guy that made you and I into action figures.
Oh, yeah.
How fucking cool is that?
Very sick.
He's sending them to us. I got him to send it to the studio.
Yeah, he does custom action figures. He'll take like other figures and like kind of Frankenstein them and make customs.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And he made a bunch of Gas Digital people.
Yeah, and he made me and Zach, and he's got a cigarette and it has like smoke coming out of it. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's badass, man.
Yeah.
If you were going to be taxidermied, where would your ideal place to be left?
The airport.
Yeah, Galisa's favorite place.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, where would I like to be left? I mean, the idea is you'd want a lot of people to see it, right? I'd be down with going into, like, a zoo and being, like, let there be, like, a man exhibit at a zoo. Yeah, something like that. Something nature-y. You can't leave me in nature, so I'd like to be preserved in
it. The Mütter Museum in Philly has a ton of bodies. Yeah. Like different pieces of people and stuff.
Yeah.
That would be cool, maybe.
Remember there was that place that had that, but it turned out it was like a bunch of Asian slaves or something?
The bodies
exhibit. Dead bodies exhibit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And people were like, why are all these guys 5'2"?
Yeah.
I went to that night. It was like, don't touch the bodies. And I was with my friend Christine. I was like, Christine, what do you think? And I was just jerking off the dead guy.
Well, have you ever been to Space Farms in Jersey? That's kind of why I thought of it. It's the only time I ever saw a taxidermy thing, and I'm not going to think of something for you, you know? So I said zoo.
Oh,
but,
is this the bodies?
But you fucking
exhibit?
Go there.
Yeah, that's the bodies exhibit.
They
yeah.
were all slaves?
They were all supposedly prisoners. Political prisoners
guys.
Who were executed.
Yeah. Aww.
Because, like, where are all these dead bodies from?
Yeah.
Why true. Are they all short Chinese men?
I just thought they, like.
Why are they all little Chinese fellas?
I thought that they just donated their bodies to science.
No, someone donated them for them, supposedly. Oh. And some people think that it was, like, a mass execution.
Wow.
So that means at the Mütter, they have, like, 300 skulls when you walk in, but there's a sign that's like, warning, the labeling on these was done before a time of political correctness. If there are terms used, please understand they are a sign of, you know, the era in which they were collected. So literally they'll be like, Jew, moron,
no.
Yeah, mongoloid. Yeah, they're pretty sweet.
I was watching a documentary on eugenics, and they were like trying to build, if you had alcoholism in your bloodline, they were like, okay, well, we got to sterilize this person so that then we then get rid of the alcoholism gene in the next future of society or whatever. So they would label these people things, and like the scientific medical term at the time was like low grade imbecile.
Yeah, I was gonna say imbecile. Used
high
to be
grade moron.
A medical diagnosis, idiot. Used to be a medical diagnosis.
Yeah, isn't there like a picture of JFK and it's like School of Retards or something behind him, and he's like cutting a ribbon?
Really?
maybe not retards, but something like that, yeah.
School for the retarded, I bet.
School for the retarded, yeah. I think it was that.
Yeah.
Defense
Shannon, look
the
up
dark
JFK School for
You're not
Retarded
to say
Children.
That.
What?
God damn.
Say what?
I said the R word.
No, what's but we're R talking word? About JFK.
Sorry. Here, whisper it.
Radical Islam?
This is America. You can say whatever you want.
You can say it.
This is America. Okay.
I love the R word. I spell words backwards.
Did you get it?
You didn't hear it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's good.
Now I do. I am the R word. Both of them.
We're all R worded in our own way in this room.
A hard R retard is such a funny concept.
Oh my God, remember I texted someone and I said, I thought hard R meant retarded, and I texted a black friend like, yeah, with the hard R.
What?
Yeah, you remember that? And I was like, yeah, I texted, someone that.
What?
Yeah. Never corrected it either, yeah. I thought hard R meant.
What did a racist pirate say? A hard R.
Fun.
I made that joke up.
Congratulations.
That's an original.
Right now.
Is that?
Uh-huh. I've had it for a while, but I wrote that joke.
Yeah, as a Pirates fan, I feel like...
I'm not a Pirates fan.
What's... Oh, that's Phillies. Phillies.
You are just 20 different pounds of dumb. Holy shit.
I got the P right.
God, barely. I really, Ian. Really feel for you, Khalees.
Whatever, Ian. It's early.
Khalees, where would you want to... If
Scott,
you got taxidermy,
it's 7 p.m.
No.
Khalees, if you were to be taxidermied, where do you think a good place to keep you would be?
Well, I like the gardens. So either the botanical garden or one that's near me, like the little park near me. I like going there and wandering around the trees. I know that sounds like very...
No, I like that. That would be so nice for you to be on a park bench. Like, most people dedicate park benches to people. Fucking Scott's the kind of guy that's going to put you on the park bench.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like what I said to you earlier about McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think educational purposes is most important.
Is that another
right?
TIFF? Are we arguing? What type of guy do you like?
Oh my God. You, the man.
I am masculine. Yeah.
You but a man?
Yeah, that's shade. Why?
Oh, the shade of a guy.
Yeah.
What shade is this for you, ethnically?
Light skin, black.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like black guys. I like muscular guys. I like muscular, hairless guys.
All of this is sounding like Dahmer.
I don't really like effeminate guys. Like, I like an effeminate... I hate a lispy guy or a guy that's like, yeah, I'm like, ah, I'm like, ugh. But, you know, I don't know if I could be with a guy who's like, hey, man, come on, you want
to
go? You know.
So you don't want the
guy to present?
I tried to
get blown by a guy with a beard, and it just didn't work. I couldn't get hard. And he had just done a popper. And
what do poppers do?
It's amyl nitrates. It loosens up your butthole.
Oh.
It opens up the capillaries in your veins and sends the extra oxygen to your brain.
Yeah, so you get, like, super euphoric.
But it also focuses on your asshole.
It's a natural muscle relaxant. Your mm-hmm. asshole's a muscle.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Is a popper the same thing as the...
you sniff it.
Cheese
it's
whiz?
Not the same as... No. It is an inhalant.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking of... I know what you're thinking.
Cool Whip?
Yeah. Whippets.
Whippets.
It's not the same thing, but it's the same family.
Okay. Yes.
That's what the P in your hat stands for.
And what's that?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't like the guy you're having sex with to present as gay?
No, he needs him to present. So
like what job description? You go like a guy who looks like he does this. Do you like a Wall Street guy? Do you like a construction worker? Like
a dancer.
You like a dancer?
Mm-hmm. Like a dancer.
But like a
body.
Break dancer.
Yeah, like a dancer's body.
You like a Mateo.
Or like a...
Yeah. We should like all be so lucky.
I know.
Mateo is a gift from God.
Yeah, I know.
For everyone.
No, I don't like schlubby guys. They got to be like really fit. Like, I'm trying to think if there's like a celebrity guy. I don't think I've ever liked a celebrity guy. I don't know.
Maybe Paul Rudd in preparation for Ant-Man?
No, Paul Rudd's too like...
Ugh. Nice.
Oh, maybe like a Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
But his face. Mm.
What is wrong with Ryan Reynolds' face, Ian?
It's, I don't know. Yeah, I'd fuck Ryan Reynolds.
obviously he's a hunk. That's right.
Yeah, I'd like him.
What is this from? He looks skinny there for him.
My private collection. But I don't like super, like super, super effeminate guys. You know, like lispy guys.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I don't know. I was thinking about maybe... At one point, trying dating a guy, but it's just, I never really had a crush on a guy, you know?
I feel the same way.
About guys?
I've thought about trying to date a girl, but yeah. I've never had a crush on a girl.
Right?
That I have access to.
What girls do you have crushes on?
Oh, there's certain types of women I'd be like, ooh, I would crush on that woman, you know what
really?
I mean? Like, just in passing.
There's never been a guy that I've gotten a text and I've been like,
Yeah.
I'm excited to talk to you. It's like, that's fucking gay. No, but I don't know. Maybe one day.
That's fair.
Guy gives you butterflies?
Yeah, I want to get butterflies from a guy.
Yeah.
Damn it.
All right, name one comic.
Who I get butterflies from?
Yeah.
Male?
Male comic. I bet I know.
That I
if
would
I
have
had,
sex
if
with.
I had to pick your steez.
What if Alex English and I became a power couple?
Oh, yeah. You go. Okay, I picked a white guy for you.
Who?
Matt Broussard.
Wow.
He's a hunk.
He is a hunk. I'm trying to think if there's a guy comic. Yeah, look at that hunk.
He nice. Really is
his
handsome.
His face is too, like, douchey looking for me.
Ian. You
know? What?
Nothing.
Think.
Like a Jeff Leach?
That's more my
Ooh, thieves. Maybe Preacher Lawson.
That's
oh, okay,
fair.
Pal. Yeah. Okay, pal.
That's he's fair.
Muscular.
Yeah, I go for more like, I would say like a rock and roll skinny dude. Like, there's a wrestler named Jimmy Jacobs.
I feel like your ideal guy would be Jesse Camp from MTV.
I hung out with him one night. You're I right. did hang out with Jesse Camp.
Really?
We talked about wrestling all night.
No way.
He's super cool.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
Around. I used to see him.
If you look up Jimmy Jacobs, that's like definitely my like steez. Just like pretty boy with eyeliner. You guys can do it. I trust you.
Mine is the lesbian chef from Top Chef. The Asian lady.
The picture with his guy. The one with his shirt open.
Yeah, Zach likes shitty images.
Yeah, oh my god. There you go.
Oh my god. Abracadabra, yeah, Zach. I'm gonna make your cock disappear.
Yeah, he does it for me.
In my ass. Really? See, I don't like stubble. This guy tried to blow me with a beard and I couldn't get hard and I made him leave. And he was Italian. And I said, is it working? He goes, okay, I leave.
No.
then he jumped down a pipe.
Okay, I leave.
Itzago.
Get out of here. Anthony.
Wah, wah, wah. Khalees, what was yours? Is the lesbian from...
The Asian lesbian from Top Chef.
Let's say it. Asian lesbian from Top Chef.
Honestly, there might be two.
Might be two.
Show me Makoko. Nuh-uh.
I see it. Yeah, no, I could get it.
And oh, see, so you it's would like
It's androgyny.
It's both of them. It's the one... Yeah, it's both of those.
Oh, so you
girls.
Probably
I
have
like
a crush on Irene,
You'd probably
too.
Come if we went to that museum with the bodies.
Who?
Irene, too.
Who's that?
Pop her up. She's a comic. I bet you'd have a crush on her. Pop
I
her
thought
up.
You meant the number two.
No. Irene, oh, I did too. T-U. Yeah. Yep.
That's the same person.
That's your gal.
Wow. This is who I got to fucking look out for.
What are you thinking, Khalees?
Oh, it's on Irene,
oh,
too.
Oh, they're just hiding in your ceiling like a ninja.
Ooh, Khalees. Oh, look at her lips. Look at her. Look at her. She won't take her eyes off. Bye-bye, Scott.
All right, Scott, now you can pick yours.
At two, Irene, two.
Scott, you can pick yours.
Fuck, guys. Scott. He must say Khalees.
No, he has to pick a man.
I gotta
pick
a dude?
That was the joke.
what's an attractive dude comic? I've never seen
that. Ian.
No. No, but you're in, I think, I consider you in shape, especially for a comic. You're in shape. Yeah. We got to start naming comics. That's impossible.
All right, handsome comics. Not my thing, but totally get it. Evan Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, Evan's
great
a handsome
shape.
Man.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, really good shape.
Yeah. If you don't see life size version of him, you know.
I could see you with
Isn't that adorable?
He's lovely. Different.
Adorable so picture of him.
No. Yeah. We give his shirtless. Where do you see this? You see him shirtless?
Oh, yeah. Brother's all grown up. He's gone Christina Aguilera dirty
now.
Oh,
dude. He's
like
Christina Williams.
It's like water pouring on him. Yeah. Chains.
Yeah.
He might be chained to a radiator. He might be a prisoner.
There's
currently.
A picture of him like getting like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like fucking interrogated or something.
Yeah. the choice of black and white, you gotta respect it. He's a fan of silent films. let me think.
He's wet in every picture.
What man comic would I want to date?
Not date. Fuck.
Yeah.
I said go on a date with and then hook up with because I fell for him that much.
Yeah, come on. You're not dating. Just getting a little mud on the helmet.
Rob Schneider.
No, but Adam Sandler has like original big dick energy, I think. You know, like the real kind. That he's a real schlub.
Dude,
I'd cuddle with Sandler.
Sandler, I am so proud of myself that I've always been a Sandler purist, and I always defended him whenever all anyone the movies. Was like, he's not there, and he's not funny in that movie. No. He's the GOAT, and everyone loves Sandler. Good. He's the best.
You know who's young Nick DiPaolo is a stud?
Oh, yeah. Young Bobby Kelly, too.
Young Bobby Kelly.
Mm. I could see you with Nick Swartzen.
What the fuck? What is that even? What?
Maybe his character in Reno 911.
Do you see how defensive Scott's getting?
Yeah, he's like,
he's
thought
about it.
He's,
yeah.
Dude, I'm like nice to a guy who sells weed at the vape
oh
shop.
Oh my God.
And
she's
gotta
so
be
jealous.
Like, you like him. You like him. It's like, what are you
doing? Like, you have a fucking boy crush on him.
Because I'm friendly with a person.
Because he fixes hair before he go in.
No, I
he had a boy crush on him.
No, I don't. Easily. Come on, Khaleesi. You know I don't fucking pull
I do
pull
this before
rope.
I walk into anywhere. You know, it's like the...
You didn't do it before you walked
smoked.
In here and you're going to
you
be on camera.
I probably get on camera.
You ever been to the airport?
That's our show today, guys. Thanks so much.
No!
I want to thank our guest, Scott Traveling, Khaleesi Hawkins, on behalf of me and Ian Finance. Bye, guys!